From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Matthew hits Florida.
We have seen hurricane-force winds along the coast over 100 miles per hour. This is still a 120-mile-an-hour storm. While the eye has not made direct landfall, it still is time to make a direct hit.
Governor Rick Scott at a news conference in Florida today as Hurricane Matthew is unleashing powerful winds and heavy rains on the southeastern U.S. state while the death toll continues to mount in storm-ravaged Haiti. The National Weather Service said Matthew, which has weakened to a Category 3 storm, is hugging the coast of central Florida as it moves north-northwest, packing maximum sustained winds of 195 kilometers per hour. President Barack Obama.
Our thoughts and prayers are with folks who have been affected. It's even if the damage in South Florida wasn't as bad as it could be, there are people who've been affected, and for them, they're going to need help.
One of the areas bearing the brunt of the storm is Brevard County, Florida, where NASA's Cape Canaveral is located. The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to a Latin American for the first time in more than two decades. This is the chairwoman of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, Kasi Kullmann-Fiva.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2016 to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos for his resolute efforts to bring the country's more than 50-year-long civil war to an end.
Even though the peace accord with the FARC rebels was rejected in a recent referendum, Santos has promised to revive the process. After finding out about the prize, he says he was honored and grateful. This is VOA News. North Korea's relentless pursuit of nuclear weapons is forcing both its allies and its adversaries to rethink their strategies for maintaining regional peace and security. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
North Korean state media denounced U.S. policy of strategic patience as ineffective and that it has contributed to the reclusive nation enhancing their nuclear weapons capabilities. On Friday, 38 North, a group that is affiliated with the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies said there is current activity at the Punggye-ri nuclear test site. This increased activity could indicate preparations for a new nuclear test, or it could be follow-up work for the test in September. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Officials in Pakistan say a bomb blast on a train has killed at least four people and wounded 13 others on Friday in Baluchistan province. No immediate claim of responsibility in the attack. The European Union has launched a new border and coast guard agency tasked with securing the bloc's external frontiers following the influx of millions of migrants and refugees in recent years. As Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
European leaders hope a more secure external border will relieve the pressure on the internal passport-free Schengen zone, which allows EU citizens to travel freely across borders in 26 countries. Critics say Europe is shirking its responsibilities. EU officials insist the border agency will respect fundamental human and refugee rights, but they say the bloc must regain control of its external frontiers to avert another crisis. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug crusade was at the forefront of his presidential campaign and 100 days into his administration remains the centerpiece of his presidency. Since taking office on June the 30th, more than 3,000 suspected drug dealers and users have been killed and nearly 700,000 others have surrendered in his crackdown. A growing number of critics have voiced concerns over the widespread killings. Phil Robertson is Deputy Director of Human Rights Watch Asia.
I think Duterte has essentially unleashed a slaughter. He has taken out all the rules. He has green-lighted extrajudicial executions. He has harassed and bullied opponents. He's insulted the President of the United States and the United Nations. If this is the first 100 days, it's hard to see what the next 100 days is going to be like.
Now, polls indicate that three-quarters of Filipinos are satisfied with Duterte, even though he is under fire internationally. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.